Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're jumping straight into some really urgent intelligence today.
Absolutely. A lot happening.
Yeah, our mission is to quickly get a handle on the latest in high-stakes digital conflict. We're talking government espionage, new zero days, really subtle evasion tactics.
And we need to understand how nation-states are, well, really prioritizing economic intel and hitting critical infrastructure now.
It seems like it. That
Yeah.
priority shows up right away, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We've got confirmed breaches hitting sensitive government spots.
Exactly. The U.S. Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, the nonpartisan agency doing economic analysis for Congress, they were hit recently.
By a suspected foreign actor,
Right.
right? Raising concerns about exposed data, emails, draft reports, economic forecasts.
Yeah, all potentially sensitive stuff. And this isn't isolated.
No, it fits a pattern. Reminds me of the December 2024 attacks.
Yeah.
U.S. Treasury, CFIUS.
Right. The Committee on Foreign Investment targeting CFIUS means you're after financial regulatory data, maybe trade secrets. Very specific.
And those were pinned on Silk Typhoon, the Chinese state-sponsored group, the ones behind those big exchange server hacks.
That's the attribution, yes. Known for exploiting things at scale. So state-sponsored targeting is aggressive, sure, but the technical side, that's getting really sophisticated too.
Okay, so let's talk about evasion. This group, Curly Comrades, assessed as aligning with Russian interests.
That's right. Active since late 2023, targeting places like Georgia, Moldova. And their method is, well, pretty novel. They're trying to operate completely off the radar of standard security tools.
How are they doing that? I read something about virtualization.
Precisely. It's
Yeah.
clever. They get onto a Windows system, then they enable the Hyper-V role, that's Windows' own tool for running virtual machines,
Right.
and then they deploy a secret, tiny Alpine Linux virtual machine inside Hyper-V.
Alpine Linux, why that?
Because it's incredibly small. We're talking like 120 megabytes of disk space. That's minimalist.
Oh.
And inside this tiny hidden VM, that's where they run their custom malware stuff called Curly Shell and Curlcat.
Ah, I see. So it's like building a hidden room inside the main house.
Exactly. And because the malware is running inside this isolated Linux environment, many host-based EDR systems, endpoint detection and response, they just don't see it.
They just see Hyper-V running normally.
Right. They miss the malicious commands executing inside that VM. It shows a real determination to stay hidden long term.
Extreme determination. Okay, speaking of needing robust defenses, let's talk vendors. Cisco.
Yeah, we have to look at the infrastructure. Cisco just disclosed a new attack variant hitting their secure firewall, ASA, and FTD software. These are core firewall systems deployed
And
everywhere.
these aren't just potential risks, right? These specific vulnerabilities. CVE 2025, 2333, and 2362.
They were already exploited as zero days, delivered malware like Reinitiator previously.
So, what's the big danger here?
Well, one of them, 2333, allows arbitrary code execution as root through a crafted HTTP request.
Root access on the firewall.
Yeah, that's basically keys to the kingdom. If you own the network perimeter device as root, you can control a lot of traffic, potentially pivot inwards.
And it doesn't stop there. You mentioned other Cisco issues.
Right. They also patched critical flaws in their Unified Contact Center Express, CCX. Those could allow remote, unauthenticated attackers to upload files and run commands. Again, really serious potential impact.
Which brings us to, well, the real-world consequences for companies and for us, for consumers. SonicWall confirmed their breach back in September.
Yes, the cloud backup breach. They confirmed it was state-sponsored actors using an API call to get access.
So state actors are hitting government economic analysis, CBO, and the security vendors themselves, SonicWall.
It connects. They're targeting high-value intelligence and the tools meant to protect it. And the fallout hits consumers eventually. Look at Hyundai Auto Ever America.
The IT affiliate for Hyundai Motor Group. That was March 2025, right?
Yeah, late February to early March activity. Unauthorized access, exposed names, social security numbers, driver's licenses, really sensitive PII. Yeah,
And HAEA isn't just some minor division. They handle telematics, over-the-air updates for, what was it, 2.7 million connected cars?
that's the number. So a compromise there has potentially huge reach, far beyond just stored documents. It touches the vehicle systems themselves.
Okay, so let's synthesize this. We're seeing state-sponsored targeting, these really clever evasion techniques like the hidden Linux VM.
And a focus on hitting vendors, hitting the supply chain weak points like cloud backups and core infrastructure. The defense really needs to evolve to counter this level of sophistication.
It really does. So, thinking about all this, given how often these major breaches now seem to involve third-party platforms, cloud systems, vendor software. Here's something for you to think about. How much confidence can any organization really place in its vendors to keep data safe, especially when the attackers are nation-states with significant resources?